Closer Look is a public affairs presentation. Opinions expressed by some of our guests may not reflect the views of K-Love, and some topics aren't suitable for children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues now with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
Hello there, and welcome to another edition of Closer Look for Webster, Brockport, and throughout Rochester. I'm Peter Kay. We're taking a closer look at food insecurity. My very special guest is the founder of the Father's Heart Ministries. His name is Russ Loria. Russ, welcome to Closer Look.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege and an honor to be here today.
For me as well. Let's just jump right in because we've got a lot to cover and only so much time to do so. If you would, just give me a snapshot of what food insecurity looks like throughout the Rochester area.
There's plenty of need here in Rochester. Very poor city with a lot of hurting people in it. With inflation and everything going on with our world today, people basically, you know, can't afford food, and we're a resource that they can use to get food and groceries and a hot meal and some clothing and some practical needs. And through those practical needs is the way that God has allowed us to present the gospel to people here in the city.
You and your wife, Anne, have been at this for quite some time. When did it all start?
It started about 13 years ago. We started making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and bologna sandwiches in our living room and with a bag of clothing and some Bibles and some literature. And we headed down to a low-income housing project here in the city of Rochester. We started doing that, and then people started getting involved. And next thing you know, a few years later, we were able to get a hold of this food truck, and we started going out into the streets of Rochester.
It's so easy for so many of us, me included, to see a need, but to just hope somebody else helps address that need.
Sometimes today with the church, people not necessarily are called to go out into the streets and be the hands and feet of Jesus. And we feel like, hey, this is what God's called my wife and I to do. And God has provided for it. And so we go out and we just love people, and we love Jesus most of all, and we bless the people, and all the food is, and all the clothing and all the stuff is just, so to say, God's weapons to get the people to hear the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's ultimately what the people need. They need to know the Lord and allow the Lord to transform their lives, and the tools that God uses, the practical things through food and stuff like that.
Compare that first food distribution that you and your wife did back in 2011 with the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to what we see now with the mobile soup kitchen.
Well, it's been a heck of a ride. We got a hold of this truck. I never really intended it to be what it is today. I was just wanted to be used by the Lord, and God had different plans. We purchased this truck. This is our second truck. We had another truck before, our newer truck that we have. Before, we were doing only 20 to 30 meals and clothing and stuff. Now, we're doing between 300 and 500 bags of groceries and hot meals and clothing with our truck 3 days a week out here in the streets of Rochester.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Rochester's positive, encouraging K-Love, 88.1 Webster and 104.9 Brockport. I'm Peter Kay. My very special guest is the founder of the Father's Heart Ministries. His name is Russ Loria. You can reach out and find out more online at thefathersheartroc.org. Russ, being a pastor, your mission is twofold. You're feeding the body, but also your intent is to feed the soul as well.
Yeah. And what we do with that is when we go to these locations 3 days a week with our food truck, we set up tables and we set up our PA that's built into our truck. We set up our PA system and we wait for the people to come. Most of the people have known us for a number of years. We're established here, and the people come, and before we give out any of the food, I share the gospel of Jesus. Either I share it or somebody else will come and share it on our PA system. We just share the love of Jesus and the truth of the gospel. We want them to be fed, yes, but we want them to labor for the spiritual food most of all, the spiritual food is life and life everlasting, having faith in Christ. And so that's kind of how we do our thing here at the Father's Heart.
The scripture from Isaiah 6:8 is very important to you and what you do, isn't it?
That's really important to me because in 1997, I got saved as a drug addict. And in my apartment at 3:30 in the morning, I was doing drugs. And God set me free from that supernaturally. And I became born again that night. And I was completely radically changed. And now God has given me a heart for people that are homeless and drug addicted, hurting families and low-income families. And God has given me a gift. And I, you know what? I just say, Lord, here I am, Lord. I want to be your vessel. I want to be used by you. God, use my life to point people to you. It was just as simple as saying, here I am, Lord, I'll go. When you have a willing heart, in an obedient heart, the Bible says in Isaiah that you shall eat of the good of the fruit of the land, and God will bless you, and he'll use your life as a walking, living testimony. I can say to people on the streets, I've been there. I've done that. I can relate to them, and they can relate to me, and just keep it real.
I'm on your website at thefathersheartroc.org, and it states that Rochester has 3 zip codes where food insecurity is among the top 10 throughout New York State. Why do you feel that is? And does that help you really focus on where you're taking the mobile soup kitchen?
Rochester is very, very poor, very, very crime ridden. There's a lot of families that are very, very poor and low income. We kind of target areas like that. We like to go in the areas where all that stuff is happening, where the addiction is the highest, where the low-income housing is highest, where there's poor kids. We like to target those areas because I believe in my heart that Jesus would go to those areas. We target areas that are high-traffic areas. As you know, a lot of people don't have cars. They can't get to our locations. We go to them. We're the church, and we bring the church to them in these areas. It has been such a blessing to see God work in those areas. And we're able to bring tons of food to these people at all of our outreaches. You know, people are walking away with bags and bags of groceries, and they're very, very needy. We're just there to show the love of Jesus and to give them the word of God, love them and feed them and bless them.
What's the atmosphere like when the truck pulls up and folks are coming to get groceries and a warm meal?
Youth groups come and they do live worship. I have a very nice sound system set up with the truck. And all I have to do is plug the speakers in and stretch the wires out, the cords out to them. And so we have worship music playing. There's people, the tables are all set up, and the atmosphere is the spirit of worship. And people know, they know, man, when people are being real with them. And we just try to be real, and we just try to love them. The Bible says, when the name of the Lord is lifted up, God will draw the people. It's amazing. We go to some of these spots, and there'll be nobody there when we first set up, get the music cranking. And then all of a sudden, one by one, here they come. And next thing you know, there's 40 or 50 people standing in line waiting.
Does a particular individual or maybe family come to mind that you could share their story, a story that you feel as though, hey, this is why we do what we do at the Father's Heart Ministries?
It's a hard ministry sometimes because you don't always see direct fruit from it that particular day or outreach, but you never know what God's doing. And we've been able to bless thousands of families and thousands of people with food and clothing throughout the years. But, you know, every once in a while, the Lord will drop a golden nugget in your lap. And just to encourage myself and my wife, I remember this one time, there was this guy, and we usually send people out to go and invite people to come. And one time we were at our home headquarter building. Some of our people went out. They were walking along, and this guy came up. This probably 25 to 30-year-old gentleman came up. He said to our workers, hey, I remember you guys. I came out to one of your outreaches 2 years ago, and I was homeless, and I was out on the streets. And I listened to that guy that pastor guy preaching the message out there, I gave my heart to Jesus. And now I'm off the streets. I've got a job and I'm following the Lord. And it's those kind of things, Peter, that really, really bless you. And just being able to see a smile on people's faces when we hand them a big bag of groceries and a hot meal, it's just, what a blessing to be able to do it.
He's Russ Loria. Russ is the founder of the Father's Heart Ministries. I'm Peter Kay. You're listening to Closer Look on Rochester's positive, encouraging K-Love, 88.1 Webster and 104.9 Brockport. So, Russ, where does the food come from?
I got to tell you, Peter, in 13 years, almost 13 years we've been doing this, we haven't bought any food for our outreaches.
Really?
Maybe when we first started out, maybe we'd buy a couple packets of hot dogs or whatever. But every single drop, including the food that I cook for the meals, has been donated as unto the Lord. And we get all of our food and stuff from local places here in Rochester, Whole Foods, the Wegmans markets, the Costco's out there. And we go and we pick up throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at different places. And plus, on Wednesday mornings, I have a truck that I met a pastor at a conference one year. And before I left there, he says, hey, give me all your information. I want to help you out. Come to find out, he has this big company and they truck food all across America. They send a truck up to us. They've been doing it for about, I'd say probably 7 or 8 years now, maybe even longer. And they send a tractor trailer up to our building every week on Wednesday morning. And they back the trailer in and I pull their stuff off with the forklift that they gave us, 3 to 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 or 8 pallets of some mostly non-perishable foods. That's where the food comes from.
Interesting. I had found out about you while I was doing an interview over at Rochester Adult and Teen Challenge, and they had opened up a huge freezer that they have for their residential facility. And they said the majority of the food that we have here is from the Father's Heart. Is that unique that you're helping other ministries as well, or is that commonplace?
Well, it's interesting you say that because on these Wednesday mornings, I've gathered together probably 6 or 7 different ministries, city ministries here in the city that actually come to our ministry here at the Father's Heart building. I take what we need for the ministry here to use it for our ministry, and then I take the rest of it and I just disperse it all across the city to different ministries. So the Lord is using us as a hub for other ministries here in Rochester. And not even in Rochester and surrounding counties in the area, to bless them so that they can bless other people. And they're using the food to bring glory and honor to God and using it for the furtherance of the gospel.
Sounds like there must be a lot of moving parts behind the scenes with the networking and picking up the food, let alone cooking and distributing the food. How heavily do you rely on volunteers?
I'll tell you, you know, the Bible talks about armor bearers. My wife and I, if we didn't have these armor bearers to come and volunteer their time, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. So it's all volunteer orientated. We don't have a big payroll, so to say. My wife has stepped out of her job at the county a few years ago, and she's full-time in the ministry with me, and we're drawing an honorarium from the ministry for me to get paid so that I can live, basically. And so everything is volunteer orientated. Without the volunteers, we couldn't do this.
How can I help as an individual? And maybe how can my church family help?
If you want to go to our website, thefathersheartroc.org, there's a link on there, how to get involved. And our website explains everything. It's very concise and very detailed. You can see how we started, the whole story. But, you know, it's just a matter of contacting us. We would love to have your church group out, your youth group, your seniors group, whoever it is. You can come out individually and serve at one of our 12 outreaches per month here at the Father's Heart. And it would be an incredible blessing to be able to come alongside and to serve alongside of this ministry that is so blessed by the Lord.
We're taking a closer look at food insecurity. I'm Peter Kay. He's Russ Loria. Russ is the founder of the Father's Heart Ministries. This is positive, encouraging K-Love for Rochester, 88.1 Webster, and 104.9 Brockport. Russ, to this point, we've focused on the food. That's a huge part of what you do at the Father's Heart. But you have other items that you give away as well.
Yeah, we give away clothing. We give away toiletries, stuff that, you know, you never know what we're going to get here. A lot of times we'll get random Amazon boxes donated from our people from the trucking company. And you never know what's in those things. Phone cases, I mean, lights, anything could be in those things. What we get, we give away. And Peter, I get to do what I get to do. I absolutely love it. My wife and I love what we do, and we get to do it. It's a privilege and honor to represent the Lord at the Father's Heart.
Why do you do what you do?
I do what I do because I know that God is real. I know that when I was at my deepest, darkest hour in my life, God reached down into that pit that I was in, and he set me free from a life of addiction. And I know in my heart that God can use my life. I just want to see people set free and walking in the joy of the Lord. And it's great because every week that I go out, we see people's lives being transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I know it's not my power and not my might, but by his Spirit that all these things are possible. We try to network with different churches in the area, all the locations that we go to. So we point the people in the right direction. We get a Bible in their hand. We give them a new believer packet. We at least do our part as a mobile ministry. And it's just so awesome when you can see somebody's life transformed by the power of the gospel and by God's word. What an incredible joy and peace and love. It's amazing how God works.
Earlier, you had mentioned that you're serving anywhere from 300 to 500 folks per week. I'm curious, what number did that look like, let's say, during COVID? And are things back to normal, or is this a bit of a new normal?
There's a greater need now, but during COVID, we only shut down for a couple weeks, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe. And then we have to check with the health departments to make sure it's all, you know, we're all good with that. We didn't stop. We did, we did a drive up and walk up. We didn't go out to different locations. We just stayed at our headquarters building, and that's where we have all the food and everything stored. Basically, all the food that was in this building during COVID was gone, every drop of it, and it had to, the Lord replenished it all. But we were doing a drive up and walk up for months until we got the clearance to be able to go out and get back out there. But, you know, we were doing 200 drive-ups at our outreach, 250, and handing out meals during that time with the drive-up. We were doing 400 meals in probably an hour and a half drive-up when people were driving up during COVID. There's a greater need now.
Why do you feel that is?
Inflation, for one, is everybody, I think, has felt the effects of inflation. You go to the grocery store and you buy a few things and you're tapped out. So I think that had a lot to do with everything. We just live in such a crazy world today. Everything's crazy. Everything's more expensive. And they're probably not going to get much better, I don't think, in my opinion.
Well, Russ Loria of the Father's Heart Ministries, thank you so much for taking the time out of what I can only imagine being a crazy busy schedule to join me on Closer Look. What is your hope that someone listening takes away from our chat?
One thing that we didn't mention is we have a small missions home that we're using actually for small missions teams. So if you're from down in the southern tier, or you're, you know, out of state, or somebody you know wants to come to Rochester, we can house up to 10 to 12 people at our ministry home. It's free of charge. We can house you there, and you can do ministry with us, and we can set you up with different stuff. What a tremendous opportunity to be able to come. And I was just sharing with volunteer men that help us. The problem in the world is people. People are the problem in this world, unfortunately. But you know what? God loves people. There's a lot of things that happen in the city, in all cities. Rochester is a pretty rough place, but God loves cities because there's people in it. And we got to realize that there's a world out there that's dying, and we need God to raise up laborers to go out into the harvest field and be God's hands and feet. I would encourage you to go to our website. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our Instagram page. You want to do some great ministry, come on up to Rochester and link up with the Father's Heart and be blessed and just encouraged in the Lord.
Russ, again, thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
God bless you, Peter. Same to you.
If you would like more on my conversation with Russ Loria of the Father's Heart Ministries, feel free to email us, closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Peter Kay.
This has been K-Love Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.